today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Jason and Derek here.
What's happening, Derek?
How you doing?
I'm stunned by Elon Musk. What a hypocrite.
It's amazing. The new beat. I'm glad we got off the Kanye beat. For a few weeks there, all we covered was Kanye's antics. Yeah. Now it's all Elon Musk antics. And I got to say, it's a little bit more fun, but frustrating in a different way. So Elon Musk ran a poll. He's been fond of doing this. He goes on his own Twitter feed and he puts up a poll and says, I'll abide by the results. The people have spoken. He's big into sort of this transparent democracy, and whatever the people want, that's how I'll run Twitter. Well, not so fast. So he puts up a poll on Sunday where he says, hey, I've been getting a lot of negative press. Do you want me to be the head of Twitter? Very simple poll. Yes or no?
I'll abide by the results.
Well, the results came in and he lost. Yeah. 57.5% of the voting came in to say, step down as head of Twitter. We no longer want you in that role.
So let me stop you for a second. So just to set the scene, he had done this a couple weeks ago with Donald Trump,
yes,
right?
Should I reinstate him?
Should I reinstate him? The people voted. Donald Trump won the vote. He was reinstated on Twitter.
Vox populi, right.
So he has this similar vote. He structures the vote. It's his website,
yeah,
his platform, Twitter. He structures the vote. He calls for the vote.
Yes.
He sets the rules for the vote.
Yes.
The vote comes in. It's not that he says, you know what, I hear you, but I really don't want to let it go. He says
no one really, he starts saying a lot of things. So initially he goes, no one really wants this job. You sure you want it? A couple people saw the voting results. A guy named Lex Fridman, who famously interviewed Kanye West, said, hey, I'll take the job. No pay. And he writes back to him and he says, hey, here's the catch. You have to invest your life savings. The company is nearing bankruptcy. You still want the job. So he's sort of jokingly, yes, engaging with people who are like, hey, you're out. You're going to need someone. I'll take the job. He's not really sort of finding a way out. He found one. Someone posts an article or posts a theory that the bot army that Elon Musk said he was in his crosshairs when he bought Twitter. He said, what I want to get rid of are the bots.
Bots are fake people. They're computers, yes, who are voting and presumably posting on Twitter, which is what he said, why he said that he wanted to take over to get rid of the bots.
That's right. So someone speculates, hey, the results might not be valid because they could be bots voting, yeah, to have you step down as CEO. Elon, sensing, I believe, sensing an opportunity, seizes on this and, yes, says, interesting. He responds to this tweet and says, interesting. And now it seems as though he's not going to step down because the votes are invalid. And he says, the only people who can vote are people with that blue check mark that they buy, which, right, was his other big initiative.
Non-bots.
Non-bots. Yes. So it doesn't
look
remarkable
like
follow
is,
this at all.
And your friend, Matt Levine, who you, yep, turned me on to, talked about this. Before Elon Musk bought Twitter, the reason he said he wanted to buy Twitter was to get rid of the bots.
That's
he
right.
understands fully, and he went into great length about the number of bots there were,
yes,
prior to buying Twitter. He buys Twitter knowing the bots exist.
Yes.
He knows the impact that bots can have on all of this stuff, but he holds the election, this vote, knowing full well
that
the
bots may
there,
vote. Yeah.
Knowing, presumably, he has access to the entire company, how many bots there are.
Yes.
Understanding there are mechanisms to put in place to try to limit those bots, which he's apparently done.
Yes.
But he comes out shocked and appalled that bots have voted. And he says, without any evidence whatsoever, mm-hmm, that they turned the vote against him. And but for them, he would have won the vote.
Do you believe, now some people believe Elon Musk is playing four-dimensional chess at all times. Do you think he structures these votes always having that escape hatch available if he doesn't like the results? In other words, with Donald Trump, he wanted him reinstated. He puts the vote to the people. The,
yes,
vote comes in how he wants it. Donald Trump's reinstated. If the vote had turned the other way, would he have used his escape hatch, I'll call it, the bot army is running the votes, to reinstate Trump, or would he have abided by those results?
I think he waited to use it. Yeah. He wanted it to save himself. I don't think he had as much invested in Donald Trump coming back to Twitter.
Yeah.
Either
he would
way.
Just follow that
and
one.
And frankly, just by holding the vote, it was sort of a good business move. Got a lot of people talking about Twitter who hadn't been. But this is. I mean, look, we always go back. The default with him is it's his company.
Yes.
He owns it. He doesn't answer to anybody. And as part of that, he can do what he wants. He can pretend to hold votes and then pull the rug out from under us. He can pull the football, but
I have a couple thoughts about this.
Yeah.
I thought he'd abide by this result. I thought he knew this was coming in the way that he's been erratically handling the transition to private ownership of the company. He laid off a bunch of workers. He's fighting some of them in court about paying their severance packages. He's looked like a heel. And I thought that he was playing this up so that he has this vote now. They tell him to step down. He gets to put in a puppet do whatever he wants with Twitter, but have some cover to say the new CEO did that and it's not really on me. You guys wanted me to step down and this guy is making these policy decisions, yeah. even though he's the grandmaster puppet, give himself some cover so he had less sort of negative media attention. I thought that's what he was doing, but it seems he really loves his plaything. This is my second point. Big problem, right? Like the big problem for Elon Musk is not only that this company is losing money, but that it seems to be hurting his other baby. His yeah. golden boy company, Tesla, is really struggling. And a lot of the shareholders there are like, you can't run a social media company and Tesla. You need to focus your efforts on this gold mine we have here, sell more cars, improve the margin of Tesla's, and make that company great again. Yeah. Its market cap has been halved.
So here's my sense of Elon Musk. My sense of Elon Musk is that much like Donald Trump, mm-hmm. he loves the adulation.
Yep.
And he has an army of sycophants around him who tell him how great he is, who tell him how smart he is. And he believes that he is the smartest person in any room. He yes. believes he's playing four-dimensional chess and the rest of the world's playing checkers. And so when he has these votes, he thinks, like Donald Trump does, that mm. if you just have a free and fair election, I will win. That's a tautology.
Right.
If it's fair, I win. If I lose, it's because it was unfair.
Yes.
Because they don't have a true sense. They're in their, you know, they're in their silos. They hear the information they want to hear. And I really believe that he thought he was going to win because deep down, people love him yep. and they need him and they know they need him and they love needing him.
It's funny because unlike the Kanyes and the Donald Trumps of the world who are so wrapped in their delusions that I understand when they say, look, that's fraud or my views can't be changed. They dig in their heels. I never thought that really about Elon.
Yeah.
I thought he was more sophisticated and you know, capable of more self-reflection
right.
than that. Apparently not. I mean,
right.
he's proving to be sort of in that camp. Let me ask you a question. Do you think he will be the CEO of Twitter 6 months from now, the CEO of Tesla 6 months from now? Where do you think this will all land? I think what I'm getting at is this seems unsustainable. This is not the way to run a huge public company like Tesla
yeah.
and his little private plaything.
It's obviously hard to know. Here's what I would say. I think that to the point that you were just making, he is vastly better off turning Twitter over and maybe even selling Twitter to, by the way.
Taking his loss. I mean, he's going to lose money.
He'll take a loss, but it's the company is still worth tens sure. of billions of dollars. Selling it to some sort of hedge fund group, some sort of investment group, getting out and going over, and he'll still have an equity stake in there. If it goes
sure.
back up, he'll still get tons of money. Going back and running Tesla, because to your point, he's running this, he may be on his own running the stock price into the ground.
Yeah.
The product itself is still selling better than ever.
And is an amazing product.
And it's an amazing,
yeah.
it is the best product that's out there.
Yes.
You know, I have an electric car that's not a Tesla. You have an electric car that's not a Tesla. It's a difference in kind.
Yeah.
It is just a better car than any other electric car out there
and
by
dominates
leaps
the electric
and
market.
Bounds. And it dominates the electric market. There are tons of competitors coming in. It's going to be hard for this company to maintain its market advantage. But for now, it has it. And it is the best product out there by a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be maintained in order for him to have, you know, he's worth $150 billion. He was once worth $300 billion. His wealth has been chopped in half. He's no longer the richest man in the world. To get all those things back and to continue the development of Tesla, autonomous driving is the great, you know, golden goose that he really wants. I mixed metaphors there.
Yeah.
But that's what he really wants to develop autonomous driving, to have that technology, to develop an entire solar plan, to have that technology.
Yes.
He is squandering all that with this distraction of Twitter.
I completely agree. He's always been a man of divided interests. He's never solely been focused on Tesla. He has, obviously, SpaceX. He has the Boring Company. He wanted to drill holes underground and make, you know, sort of subways between Las Vegas and, what was it, Los Angeles,
yes.
San Francisco. So it's not that he can't have varied interests. He does have this sort of Edison-like quality where he has his fingers yeah. in a lot of pots. And that's okay. It just seems to me that the shareholders of Tesla are getting quite fed up that he's wasting so much of his precious
yeah.
time. I mean, his proximity to projects often raises their value. And so they really want him associated with Tesla because Tesla's value is largely hinged to his charisma,
yeah.
to his vision. And if you put it in the hands of a sort of sensible CEO, I'm not sure it's the same company. I mean,
yeah.
anyone can make cars at this point, but it's Elon has that special sauce. And that's why he's such a special CEO and his attention should be devoted to the things that make a lot of money.
Yeah, I think he runs the risk if he stays with Twitter of
eventually being voted out of Tesla. I really do, because I think he's doing a great deal of harm to that company. And it's not just harm to the future. It's current harm, right? What's the market cap of Tesla?
It's around $470 billion.
Okay, $470 billion. It was once close to $1 billion.
A trillion dollars.
A market cap is just simply the number of outstanding shares times
the share price
at that moment. It was once a trillion, and there are only three or four companies in the history of the world that have reached
$1 trillion. Apple, Microsoft, and Google.
Yes. And Tesla. And he was one of the big four who had ever reached $1 trillion. I think he came up to like 990.
I think he got very close, maybe. Yeah.
So you have four companies, one of the four biggest companies in the history of the world is now worth half that. Now, Amazon is also worth about half of what it was. And Microsoft and Google have also fallen as well, not nearly to those levels. But there seems to be an existential threat to Tesla looming with his distraction on Twitter that doesn't exist for the rest of them. Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Apple, these companies are all in really good standing. That are great companies, well-run, hugely profitable.
Yes.
Tesla has this problem.
Yeah, and it's also strange. The last point I want to make is, he had this sort of unassailable mystique for a while where anything he was close to, remember, he would buy Dogecoin goes up.
Yeah.
He could just dabble. And there was a hypothesis that Elon Musk simply saying the name of something, its value would go up. He's hurting that reputation by this sort of episode with Twitter, because you're seeing all the flaws with his sort of way of thinking. Some of the hypocrisy is laid bare in episodes like this where he has a vote and then doesn't follow it. And I think he had this sterling reputation that he could have burnished and used to such great ends for himself, and he's wasting it just by going down conspiracy rabbit holes on Twitter. It's a very strange use of his time.
Well, now that we're on to sterling reputations, which it was a great way to transition over, let's go to Lionel Messi just for a minute. We've talked about it on Sunday. I would say the greatest sporting event I've ever witnessed.
Certainly up there. Yes.
Yeah.
Certainly the greatest soccer match I've ever witnessed.
Yeah, which doesn't say that much, because you and I don't watch that much soccer.
Yeah.
I watch soccer twice every 4 years, the Men's World Cup and the Women's World Cup. I don't know if you – do you watch it twice, or is this
– I really watch just this.
This is
every
it.
4 years
and
I watch
by,
this.
By the way, and it's an incredible sporting tournament. It's really amazing. And this soccer game on Sunday was incredible.
Yeah, often Super Bowls and the big games are letdowns. Yeah. You know, it's a big build-up, and then you just watch the game, and it's okay.
The nature of the beast, right?
That's
one game, and sometimes games are good, and sometimes they're not. And this one happened to be the greatest ever. Well-regarded, even by soccer fans, as the greatest World Cup final ever played.
Yes.
Many regarded as the greatest soccer match ever
the
played.
The one sort of big thing missing from Lionel Messi's legacy was a World Cup victory, and he got it.
By the way, there was for anybody who's into soccer and knows about the Messi-Cristiano Ronaldo debate, widely regarded as the three greatest soccer players ever. There's no real dispute there. There was an article that broke it down statistically. Everything's advanced metrics today.
Mm-hmm.
Messi is so much greater than Pele or Ronaldo were. It's not even in the same – they're not playing the same sport. That's much better on all the advanced metrics, the number of shots created, the number of shots created for other people, the statistical advantage you get every time the ball is on Messi's feet compared to Ronaldo and Pele. Not even close.
He's Gretzky, essentially.
Yes. So it makes it all the more remarkable. He almost died yesterday.
So this video,
bit of an overstatement.
We've seen the videos of 2 million people in the streets of Argentina. Now we've got some ground level, those were drone shots, just a stunning number of people. Ground level shots of him riding on a bus with his teammates. You know, you do these in these victory parades. He's sort of up on the top of the vehicle, and they approach this power line, and Messi and the other guys on the bus thankfully see it coming and duck down, because they were going to get clotheslined, fall off the bus. It would have been a very sort of sad ending to the World Cup.
The power line actually hit a teammate's hat and pulled it off of his head.
Yes.
This is how close.
But Messi survived.
Messi survived.
He's celebrating. There's other pictures of him lying in a hotel bed with the World Cup, which is just...
Did you see us mistranslated on our site?
No, what did we say?
We it says he wrote buen dia, and we wrote good day to you too. It's not good day. Buen dia is good morning. It was him waking up in the morning with his trophy next to him.
And we made him Australian. Good day.
Yes. Good day. Good day to you too, sir.
Very good. Very good.
Good God. What is the matter with us?
Anyway, the last point I'll say about this is it's wonderful. Lionel Messi is 35 years old, I believe. He's now cemented his legacy as the biggest, most important soccer player, potentially of all time, and by the metrics of all time. But what was cool about the game is the heir apparent to this title was also in the game and got a hat trick. And that's Mbappe.
It's not even that he's the heir apparent at this point. He has now taken the throne.
Yeah.
Kylian Mbappe for France, a true juggernaut, unstoppable on the field. I think he's really the heir to Cristiano Ronaldo. They play a very
different style.
Mbappe's supremely athletic, as Cristiano was.
Fast.
He's a freight train moving down the field. Messi, although an athlete, superlative athlete as well,
He's a tactician.
He's a tiny little guy. He weaves in and out of people like nobody else did. Maradona, his countrymate from 40 years before, who won the World Cup as well. Twice
also short.
Very similar.
Known for ball control. Different style, exactly. But it's good to see soccer's in good hands, because this kid is 23, irrepressible. He's going to break all the World Cup goal records by the end of this.
Yes.
Pretty amazing game.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great Tuesday.
We'll all see right. You. See you.
Bye.